Dear friends in Christ, 2 weeks ago, the gospel focused on Peter's confession of faith and Jesus' response. You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. And my homily, I preached on not simply being Catholic, but loving being Catholic and loving the church. The church that is the boat of Peter that carries us safely to heaven. The church who is a loving mother who knows what's best for her children. Today's gospel, however, in first reading, brings it to a local level. To the love of our family and friends, to love of those in our community. It teaches us that we ought to have concern and effort and put forth effort for the salvation of those around us. Both the gospel and the first reading teach us that we have a duty to correct sinners. And like Ezekiel, we will be held accountable for the loss of their soul if we fail to speak out and try to correct them. Right? We should all have a great concern for the salvation of our own souls and also for the salvation of others. This is showing true love for our neighbor that is working for their salvation. The beauty of being Catholic is that we are not alone. We are part of a Catholic family. We need others to challenge us. We need others to correct us, to encourage us, right? We are not individualists. It's not just like me and Jesus, right? That's not what religion is all about. No, we are part of a family. We are connected to one another. And we rely, in a sense, on one another to save our soul, to make it to heaven. And you know as well as I do that we have a strong and vibrant parish community to do that. That we need our parish family in our lives. And as the spiritual father, as pastor of this parish family, I would like to take a moment this morning to highlight five areas. In the last month and a half, these five areas have really come up often in my prayer. These would be five areas of pastoral priority, things that I see that are very important that we can put a lot of focus on as a parish family. And I will come back to these in the following months. The first, and these are in no particular order, the first one that came to mind was to have put a priority on adoration and the beauty of the Mass. Right? The Mass is not primarily something this morning that we do, but the Mass is a reflection of the heavenly liturgy. That right now the saints adore and worship the Lamb of God, the Lamb who was slain for our sins and now lives forever. And so the beauty and the reverence with which Mass is celebrated, the beauty of the music, the dignity of the vestments and the chalice, these things, all help us to reflect that liturgy, that adoration, that worship that goes on in heaven. The second pastoral priority is to have a community of strong marriages and family life. And this is needed in our culture more than ever today. That happy and holy marriages are founded upon the three vows that husband and wife take on their wedding day. To to be married until death, to be faithful to one another, and to be open to God's gift of children, the greatest gift that God gives to married couples. And so one priority as pastor is to be able to provide engaged couples with the best preparation possible, laying the foundation for a holy and a happy marriage. And also our parish should be the place where married couples and families can find enrichment and renewal. And I would like to add that if you are in a marriage that is struggling, do not be afraid to ask for help, to find the help that you need, not giving in to divorce, but seeking healing and reconciliation. And know that my door is always open if you find yourself in that situation. A third pastoral priority is to develop a culture of vocations, especially to the priesthood and to the religious life. Right? We need to storm heaven, okay? Storm heaven with our prayers, that young people from our parish may be open to God's will for them in their lives. Bishop Olmsted, Bishop Thomas Olmsted, he's now in Phoenix. He was the bishop before Bishop Jekylls. He used to say that there is no crisis in vocations. That whole thing about, you know, we used to have a whole lot of priests, now we don't have many. We are very blessed in the Diocese of Wichita, but nationally and globally, there has been a decline. He used to say that there is no crisis of vocations, no way. He said God is still calling young people, young men to the priesthood. He said what there is a crisis is that young people are not open to the call. God still calls. He continues to call. But pray that they're open. Pray for that specific intention, if you could, that young people from our parish may be open to God's call to lay down their life and follow him. A fourth priority that I'd like to put before you is Catholic education and formation. This definitely includes our very vibrant and faith-filled school, but it's much more than that, okay? It includes our Bible studies, our RCIA, PSR, our sacramental preparation. All of this is referred to as formation. It's not simply just like education, handing on information. No, it is formation. To be formed into our mind and heart and soul, to form ourselves so that we might think and speak and act like our Lord, Jesus Christ. This is a formation in holiness. And so we must form ourselves. We must let ourselves be formed. We must be like clay. And God is the divine potter, okay? We can't be hard, right? We can't be hard clay that refuses to be formed, right? That's, you know, just stuck, right? But we have to let ourselves be malleable. Let ourselves be soft and molded by our Lord to become in his image. The fifth pastoral priority would be to focus on the promotion of the sanctity of human life and the dignity of the human person, specifically in three aspects. The first is that all life is sacred from those who are unborn to the aged and the elderly. Second, that God has made us in his image as male and female specifically. Equal, yes, however different. And that's a good thing, so that man and wife could complement one another and complete one another. And thirdly, to see Jesus, as St. Teresa of Calcutta, Mother Teresa said, to see Jesus in the distressing disguise of the poorest of the poor. Mother Teresa used to say that we will be able to see the poor if we look with the eyes of faith. In our community, in our neighborhood, in our own families and friends. And she wasn't specifically speaking of the poor in terms of financially poor. She would also speak about the spiritually poor, those who are lonely and those who are forgotten, those who are far away from God, those who need love, those who need the gospel, those who need the gospel to be announced to them, right? And so, brothers and sisters, these are five pastoral priorities that have been coming up repeatedly in my prayer. You could add more, absolutely. However, these are five areas that I think it's very good and important to place before us today, so that our parish may continue to grow and to be strong and to be a faith-filled and vibrant parish. All of these aspects are part of our stewardship way of life. It's all about recognizing God's gifts and placing our faith into action, right? And so let us place ourselves today under the patronage, under the mantle of Our Lady, because she can help us in each of these areas. It was Our Lady who first adored the Lord in her womb and at Christmas and watched the boy Jesus, who is both God and man, grow up. It was Our Lady who first fell down and adored the God who came to save her. It is Our Lady who can strengthen our marriages and family life. It is she who can teach our young people how to say yes to their vocation when God calls them. It is Our Lady who was first formed by our Lord so that she might lead others to him. And it is Our Lady, especially under the title of Our Lady of Guadalupe, who is the mother of the sanctity of life. And so let us pray to her today. Let us place ourselves under her mantle, under her protection, as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.